It's time for Sacred Conversations on WZMO. Marian pastors gathered around a kitchen table with coffee and donuts chatting. Let's listen in.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sacred Conversations, a half-hour show with local pastors gathered around a kitchen table talking about things of Christian faith. I'm Reverend Jennifer Bass, and I serve Epworth United Methodist Church in downtown Marion. And today, I'm joined by my colleague.
I'm Father Ed Shekina, the pastor of St. Mary Catholic Church in Marion, as well as Sacred Hearts Catholic Church in Cardington.
And today we are talking about summertime rest and renewal. I know that many families are getting to that time of year when the school year is finally over and it's time to maybe schedule some family vacation or some time and some fun in the sun. And so we thought it would be a wonderful time to kind of chat about how God promises us rest and renewal. And one of the places where we see that is in the opening verses of Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. And so I'll go ahead and I'll ask you, Father Ed, when you hear about green pastures and still waters, what kind of images come to your mind and what do you think God is offering to us?
I love springtime because it's, you know, it's the season of new life and there's new grass, new leaves, everything's green.
Yes.
The weather's warming up. And so when we talk about green pastures, that's kind of my thought is this season of joy where it's like, oh, you know, see, the cold is over and now we're looking forward to being able to go outside and go on vacation or rest and just relax, maybe go outside, read a good book.
Yes.
Go for a good walk. So I think about a pasture, you know, just a big field. Maybe some streams of water that are running through it, and it's just you can hear the birds and the bees are buzzing around, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. You can hear the water running, and so to me it does evoke sort of a restful place, mm-hmm, and a place of calm and relaxation and rejuvenation.
Absolutely.
And whenever Jesus says that's what he's gonna do for us. Well, we hear this in Psalm 23, but you know, it's referring, of course, to the Lord Himself, mm-hmm, who's going to give us that rest, and He's promising a rest that is number one, future, mm-hmm, ultimately in heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what there's going to be a place where there's no more weeping, no more sadness. You know, now it's going to be joy, but also even here in this world, even in the midst of affliction, in the midst of adversity, you know, Jesus gives us sort of rest in Him, right? When we rest in Him, then even in the midst of adversity or challenges, we can have sort of a deep inner peace, just with that hope that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think one of the neatest things about this particular scripture passage is that the Lord is shown to us as a shepherd and not as a harsh taskmaster. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but sometimes it feels like life becomes a series of to-do lists and things to get accomplished and done, things to check, mm-hmm, off the list of responsibilities and obligations. But we've got this really lovely scripture passage that shows God's care for us even when we are not necessarily being productive, mm-hmm, just intentional times of rest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, He gives us, even weekly, He gives us the Sabbath day, the Sabbath rest, mm-hmm, and the whole intent of that particular day, not only is set that aside to worship God, but also to receive renewal and relaxation and refreshment and to begin anew. And so the Lord recognizes this is, you know, how He's made us as human beings, that we have physical bodies, we can get tired, but spiritually as well,
yeah,
we need to have that renewal. And so He gives us that time for rest. And so that's built into our week. And so he's indicating to us that, yeah, rest is definitely a necessary part of our life. And so there are, beyond the week, weekly rest, then there's actually certain seasons. And, you know, summertime is one of those seasons where we can actually just get away and slow down.
Do you have any family memories of, like, summertime
yeah, sure.
getaways yeah, or summertime yep. with your family?
Yeah, we have. So in my family, there's four of us kids, and then my two parents, and this is back in, you know, 1980s, mm-hmm. we had, you know, station wagon, a couple of different station wagons, and that was, those are the kinds where you could actually lay the seat down in the back,
mm-hmm.
and then the kids could just pile in the back, and we would just go on a two-week vacation every summer.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, my father would, you know, he was a professor, university professor, and so in the summertime, he had some time to just take off, and so we'd always go to different places. And
so you would just kind of road trip wherever,
yeah,
wherever you wanted to do that summer?
For me, mostly it was in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and then so we travel to Florida, or we would travel to Texas.
Oh, wow.
Or even further away, when I was about 2 years old, we've traveled with to the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
With extended family, so I have some. My extended family are in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my parents are from, Okinawa, Japan. So I still have aunts and uncles and cousins there, mm-hmm. and we have pictures of, you know, us being. Well, the reason why I brought up the Grand Canyon is because I don't remember it being 2 years old myself, and so we're the family. My family is planning a trip in July to go to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, wow. So, this year?
Just,
that'll be
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. Just for 5 days, we're going to be in that area, go to the Sedona as well, and Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so just, it's, you know, so it's getting away to see God's creation,
mm-hmm.
Nature, but also being with family, and then just getting away from work, and so...
Yes.
I'm certainly looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
How about you? Do you have memories of...
Yeah, so my... there were three of us children in my family, and my mom and dad. And my dad was a pastor. And so summertime... my dad continues to be a pastor, by the way. But summertime was a slower time of the year when we could get away for a week. And we would visit the local state parks. At the time, my dad was appointed down in southern Ohio, and so we would go to Paint Creek or we would even maybe sometimes go down to Cumberland Lake down in Kentucky, and only occasionally did we venture very far, like to the East Coast, to Myrtle Beach. But I have such wonderful family memories of just taking a breather together, and getting out into nature and seeing the beauty of God's creation, just like you said. And still, my family likes to vacation together every few years, and we do try to get away now to the East Coast. But it's a lovely time of just catching your breath. Mm-hmm. And kind of being in a place that maybe is a little out of the ordinary. So... Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that summertime gives us an opportunity to slow down a little bit, mm-hmm. enjoy the sunshine and the longer days and the longer evenings, and as you said, to get some of that soul refreshing that the Lord has for us, mm-hmm. in the natural rhythms yeah. of life. So
I know there have been times when, you know, I've gone on vacation and I felt like, oh, you know, I'm glad I'm going, but I don't think I really need it. And then I go, and then at the end of it, when I come back, and I just think, wow, I really did need that vacation. I need that time to be refreshed and actually sleep. And, you know, and so
yeah,
so we don't realize it, that we do need that refreshment. And so it's good that we have summertime. Not everybody maybe has that opportunity to really slow down, because for some people, you know, their life is just, it's almost the same all throughout the seasons, mm-hmm. all the different seasons. And, but at least with the weather being warmer, and as you said, the days being longer, that might give people an opportunity to actually get out and do something different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like summertime, As often as it's comfortable outside and maybe not over hot, you certainly don't want anybody overheating, but just having an opportunity to see that that things are vibrantly alive, that that everything is green and beautiful and lovely until, and you know this is probably going to happen in late summer, right? We'll have this Ohio weather where it'll get crispy hot.
Things turn brown.
And then things will turn brown because we haven't had enough rain.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, here at the beginning of the summer, even just getting an opportunity to go and sit outside on one of the more pleasant days, to put your feet in the grass, to get some sunshine on your face. Like you said, to listen to the birds or to listen to the sounds of the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I think God, I mean, nature was created by God, right? So nature itself is telling us about who God is. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of like, if we would say, you know, we have the four gospels that teach us about who Jesus is, we could say that maybe nature perhaps is the fifth gospel. Somehow we could get a better sense and understanding of who God is just by looking at nature and seeing the wonderful design. I love to learn about weird animals,
yeah,
that testify that God is the one that designed them, because yeah. I think there's like no way at all that they could have just sort of evolved in that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
I think so. For example, there's I saw this video on Facebook, somebody had shared about this oyster that has sort of an appendage that comes out of the shell,
mm-hmm.
or like it was a clam, I guess. And this appendage, you know, waves back and forth and it looks like a fish.
Oh.
What it's doing is it's obviously using itself as bait,
mm-hmm.
to get other fish to come in and either to try to eat it or, and I forget exactly what the reason was, but the point is, there's no way an oyster can actually have the mindset to say, all right, I'm going to create this thing that looks like a fish.
Yeah.
Over, you know, thousands of generations of oysters. And, you know, so it's like, no, that God designed it.
Right.
So.
God designed that. And that is incredibly unique. Yeah. I actually was sitting in my home office at the church parsonage, and I was looking outside while I was kind of sitting at my laptop. This was yesterday evening, and I have a bird. I've got a bird feeder out in my front mulch bed, and there was a blue jay that landed on that bird feeder that I am telling you was bigger than the bird feeder. It was so glorious and vibrant, and you know how, I don't know if you're a bird fan at all, but like, you know how blue jays are like sassy, bossy birds?
Yeah.
It was like king of the front mulch bed. but I was having that same kind of realization. Wow. The beauty of God's creation, the splendor of God's design. And it was just a really precious moment of worship, just looking at nature.
Yeah, my mom takes delight in nature, so she's always sharing with us through the text message, in the group text. She's sharing us pictures of just her garden, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, she loves to just go outside and look at her own garden, and if she sees, like, yesterday she sent us a picture of a tiny little half-inch caterpillar, but she got real close to it, so it looked big. But anyway, she's just kind of taking delight in how it was exactly the same green color as the plant that it was on. So
it was
sort of camouflaged, and you really couldn't tell it was there unless you looked at it. And she was just, you know, she thought that was great. So she shared it with us. So she finds delight in nature.
That's beautiful. And I'll tell you what, isn't it funny that, you know, that science t- tells us that it is good to get a little bit of sunshine. It is good to feel the ground beneath your feet. It's good to, first of all, it's good to rest and to make sure that you are not in this constant cycle of go, go, go. And then this constant cycle of doing, but that it's okay once in a while to just be. And God, of course, would tell us on a weekly basis, rest for a day.
Yep.
You don't have to be constantly productive. It is okay to let God handle things while you take some time to breathe and be.
Right. Yeah, right. There's kind of a trust that we have to just say, okay, I don't have to take care of this thing right now, you know, and it'll be okay. Now, if you have, you know, say 10 kids and you have loads of laundry to do every single day, maybe you need to do it every single day, 7 days a week, or if you're taking care of farm animals, you gotta take care of them every day.
Yeah.
But we should still take that opportunity that God himself is giving us to rest once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, if we can rest, you know, by going on a vacation, or even going on a retreat. You know, we can go on. I usually like to go on a retreat to a monastery.
Yeah.
Once a year, I'll do a 5-day retreat, and I'll go somewhere. My favorite place is the Abbey of Gethsemane in Kentucky, which is these Trappist monks.
Mm-hmm.
And
was that with Thomas Merton?
Yeah, with Thomas Merton.
Okay.
That was where he was, and so their hospitality is one of their. The charisms that they do is like they welcome guests to actually go on retreat and they'll feed you and you don't have to do anything other than, you know, if you just want to sleep in all day and then just go down for meals, 3 meals a day
and just rest.
And they have 1,000 acres or so. If you
want
to walk around in the woods, go on the trails.
Yeah.
If you want to just sit in the church and pray, and you can pray with the monks as well. You could do that. So that's just something that they offer, you know, free will offering.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love to go down there. It's very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually do that. Sometimes I'll do it in the summertime. Sometimes I'll do it in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's just getting away is very refreshing.
So let me ask you, do you ever notice in yourself when it is time for you to take some rest? What does that look like for you when you finally realize, okay, I need to catch my breath.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get a little bit of time, you know, to rest, maybe just to sleep, or maybe to just let others care for you. What does that look like for you?
For me, I try to go based on a schedule.
Oh, okay.
So once a quarter, I'll take, you know, a week off.
Uh-huh.
And so it might be 3 weeks in the year that I'll take off for vacation and then 1 week for the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether or not I feel like I need it, but usually I do schedule it where I might say, well, after all the Easter liturgies are done, things were crazy leading up to Easter and then Easter itself.
Yeah.
And then so the week of Easter, once all the big stuff is done, then I'll take off.
Yeah.
I just kind of know it's time to schedule it at that time.
So, So you kind of get ahead of, or at least you make a plan for the year for occasional times to just hit the pause button.
Yeah, because I know I'll need it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, whether or not I even feel like I need it,
mm-hmm.
I know it's important for me to take that time away.
Yeah. For me personally, and I'll just admit it, you know, first of all, if we haven't said it in a while, pastors are fully human. And so one of the things that I notice in myself is that my patience gets really thin.
Yeah.
And most of the time I can be as patient as the day is long. But when I get tired, when it has been a long time since I have paused to take a break, and I mean more than just a Sabbath day per week, personally, you know, for clergy people, part of our role is to actually serve mm-hmm. on the Sabbath, so maybe to take some other day a week of the week off.
Yeah.
But it's not always easy because mm-hmm. the work of the church is it's a lot.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. I notice in myself, I get frustrated more easily. My patience reduces, sometimes greatly, and that's when I realize, oh, I'm not usually grumpy like this.
Time for a vacation.
It probably is time for a vacation, and I'm about to begin my 11th year in ministry, in pastoral ministry. So now at the 10-year mark, mm-hmm. I know exactly this year when I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
I've scheduled a week in the spring, and then in my family, we, at least with my husband, I schedule 2 weeks in the fall.
Okay.
And a 2-week vacation feels glorious.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it's just something that I recognize in myself.
And then there's things called sabbaticals, right? So it might be like every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at least in ministry, you know, we have an opportunity every 10 years to actually take a sabbatical, which is to go maybe for 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Just to go away and maybe catch us on some studying, you know, might be in a different country, you know, so we have that time to, again, just get away from the normal routine of life.
That sounds like an invaluable gift. And I can see why a sort of a getaway that long mm-hmm. would really kind of be once in a blue moon. But how invaluable to truly get a pause in the scope of a lifelong mm-hmm. work or a lifelong career, and to do something special, like mm-hmm. like for instance to take a class or mm-hmm. to just truly.
It could be reevaluating, I don't know, your own life, or it could be reevaluating ministry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, okay. So for people whose work schedules don't necessarily allow it, or maybe whose family responsibilities and obligations don't necessarily allow it, what would you suggest are some practical ways that families can slow down during the summertime? To reconnect with each other and to reconnect with God?
Well, let's see. I would say perhaps we just have to be intentional about saying, all right, if we can't afford, let's say, a vacation, whether it's days off or maybe because we don't have the vacation days, even just taking that, you know, one day or the one weekend off and just saying we're going to be intentional about going out on just doing a one day trip or one afternoon trip. Again, just nature is, I mean, I'm always just a big fan of like, okay, God's creation is natural versus man's creation is artificial. Mm-hmm. So instead of just sitting in artificial light, you know, go out into natural sunlight and as you're saying, you know, like put your feet in the grass and so we've built up so many walls and buildings around us that and concrete that we can lose a sense of God,
mm-hmm.
but we can reconnect with God through nature. So for me, yeah, nature is a big thing.
Absolutely.
So I think just getting away. We have to be intentional and mm-hmm. get away.
And there are some local places to just get some rest and refreshment. So I'm thinking, you know, when I was young, boy, did we love a day at the pool. And I know that we've got a local pool here in Marion. We've got local parks. Mm-hmm. We've got bike riding trails.
Mm-hmm.
There are some really lovely places here in the county where if you've got the time to just spend a day and to reconnect with God's beauty outdoors, you know, that's really fabulous. And I'll tell you what, when I was a child, this is going to sound silly, whatever. When I was a kid, You know, my family was not wealthy at all. And so we would fill up the wheelbarrow with the water hose. And we would splash around in the wheelbarrow in the side yard all day long.
Yeah.
And just enjoy being outside and playing.
Yeah.
Now, as a grown adult, I think what that looks like for me is taking a couple of camp chairs into the backyard around our tiny little rusty fire pit and just enjoying a beautiful evening. You know, playing with the dogs in the backyard or, you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, that's a good point. Even in the backyard, you could do things where, you know, let's say it's dark enough outside and you could just go out in the middle of the night and just like stare up at the stars, you know, and just look for shooting stars and, you know, or look for the...
Yeah, count the satellites.
Yeah, look for Starlink. And,
yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, I remember, yeah, one of my favorite memories as a child on vacation is we had gone to Florida and we were on a beach and it was nighttime. We were on a pier, a long pier that had gone out into the ocean, and we had just set up chairs on the end of this pier, and we were just, and so there's no lights,
mm-hmm.
and it was just very dark outside, and you know, we were just sitting there as a family, just gazing up and at the stars at night, and you know, and then my dad had pointed out, there's the International Space Station, and it was floating across the sky, and
whoa.
So that was, you know, and I felt safe in that moment and mm-hmm. secure because, you know, it was like my family, we're all there and it was just very relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just a little kid. It's not like I had worries or anything like that, but still there was just that sense of security with my family. And
absolutely.
So I think that's something that is very easy that we could do something like that. Even if it just has to be in the backyard.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jesus says to us, take my yoke upon you. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so I think God did not design us to be burnt out all the time or to feel the pressure to be productive all the time. I think God, in his wisdom, designed us to take a rest.
Yeah.
And to experience a refreshed soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really look forward to all that this summer has. You know, for my family, for instance, this year was my mother's 70th birthday. And I think we're going to take a girls' trip up to Mackinac Island and just enjoy some time together and celebrate her birthday. And I can't wait. You know, I've only seen Mackinac Island in like movies and on TV. So I'm excited to just spend some time in that great state up north. And
well, I mean, in Lake Michigan is beautiful and it's very clear waters. And mm-hmm. so I've never been to Mackinac Island, but I've been up in that area. And I would say, as you point out, maybe even just being with family is what's important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're so glad that you joined us today for a conversation about God leading us beside still waters, God making us to lie down in green pastures and restoring our soul. I hope that whatever your situation might be, that God gives you some opportunities to take a rest, at least on a weekly basis, but maybe also time for a couple of days of vacation or a couple of days of pause so that you can enjoy the beauty of the warm weather and so that you can catch your breath and so that God can refresh and restore your soul. Thanks again for joining us. My name is Reverend Jennifer Bass. I serve Epworth United Methodist Church in downtown Marion. We worship together at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings or online anytime.
And I'm Father Ed Chiquina, the pastor of St. Mary Catholic Church in Marion. Our Mass times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and then Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. 11 a.m. and then 1 p.m. in Spanish. And also Sacred Hearts Catholic Church in Cardington, Mass times Saturday evening at 4:30 p.m. and then Sunday mornings at 9 a.m.
If you have any questions or if you have anything you'd like us to chat about, you can always reach us at WZMO1071@gmail.com. Friends, God bless you as you go, and may you have a beautiful summertime.
Sacred Conversations is heard twice a week on WZMO. Check our website program schedule for times, or you can hear the program on demand from our website anytime. Thank you for listening.